Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 27th of August. As of this morning, the US is taxing imports from India at 50%, making it the highest generic trade tax US importers have to pay. The effect should not be immediate, as goods already en route to the United States should be subject to the previous tax rate of 25%. For context, last year, India accounted for about 2.7% of US imports. US imports are little more than 10% of the economy, so this is not something that, of itself, is going to push US inflation dramatically higher. With full pass-through and no demand switching, the effect of the tax increase would be to add less than 0.1 percentage points to US inflation. However, it does increase uncertainty for global companies, as India has been seen as a potential alternative to China for labour-intensive production. Uncertainty may emerge as one of the bigger economic challenges from the disrupted global trade environment. The US Federal Reserve has essentially avoided taking a position over US President Trump's attempt to fire Fed Governor Cook, saying it will abide by any court decision and defers the current stance on Cook's working status. The US yield curve has steepened with investor concerns about the potential politicization of monetary policy decisions, but so far the markets do not appear to be pricing in an overt politicization. There are very few Fed speakers scheduled this week. Governor Waller speaks tomorrow on monetary policy with a question and answer session. China's industrial profits continue to fall, but the pace of decline in July was less than it has been. This is not normally something that would really matter to markets at all, but it is a piece in a more important, bigger picture. So far, there has been very little concern about trade patterns outside of US-related trade. Generally, countries are not accusing one another of dumping cheap product or undermining local producers. There have been one or two instances, but in the context of the global trade upheaval, this has been minimal. As dumping involves exporting goods at an economic loss, things like profit numbers do have some bearing on that issue. On the data calendar today, it's mainly sentiment polls. The German consumer was a bit more pessimistic than had been expected. Sentiment around the UK consumer comes in the form of the CBI's polling of retailers. Domestic demand is obviously important for these economies, but whether sentiment is accurately going to capture reality is a completely different question. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.